As we leave Yom Kippur and head towards Sukkot, we think about that last moment of Ne'ilah where our vision was so clear, our Avodas Hashem was such a priority, and now we think how to take it with us. I heard from Jesse Steinmetz tonight, who heard from Rav Steinmetz on Shai Yashuv, that the Kohen Gadol leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he says a very strange tefillah, that Hashem should not answer the tefillah of the Ovrei Drachim, the people who are traveling, and they don't want it to be rainy on their journey. That's strange. The Kohen Gadol leaving the Kodesh Kedashim, he is coming to go against those people who are davening for good weather. Seems like a very strange tefillah. And another kasha is, we go into the sukkah, and a strange thing is happening with the sun versus the stars. The sun, which is usually dominant, we're saying, no, we don't want so much sun. We don't want the chama to be meruvah minatzel of the sukkah. And we do want to be able to see those little stars peeking through the schach. So what's the inyan of these two things? The answer is that a person could always focus on the here and now, but it will only get them limited results, or they could focus on the ultimate goal of everything we stand for as Yidden. And the Kohen Gadol is coming and saying, Hashem, don't listen to those voices of Yidden who are looking at the here and now, the limited. I just need good weather so my journey could go well. Look at the big picture of everybody who needs the rain and the good hashpa. And the sun is so in your face, it's so here and now, and seems like everything. But if you could block out the sun a little bit and look even further and see those stars in the distance, that's what it means to be a Yid, to see the big picture, to see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind for us in the world. And that, Derech Agav, is what the Shabbos Neros are. It says that the Shabbos Neros, the Kiddush, helps a person's vision. Avade, it's not talking about their physical vision and sight, it's talking about their vision of what this world is about. So when we look at those Shabbos Neros, we think of what it means to be a Yid, the big picture. And that's what we do, going from Yom Kippur, Tefillas Kohen Gadol, into the Sukkah. And everyone should have a good Tiyor, a good Yom Tov, and a Chag Sameach.